just about all of us have heard of him, and most of us would say he's just a make-believe character. Certainly some of his feats are beyond human, yet many folks will tell you he is real. Today, we go in search of Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox on this edition of the American Countryside.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Carol Olson shares the story of a man we've all heard about, and she contends he is real.
Paul Bunyan, he was an original person who was larger than others, and stories started in the logging camps. He was French-Canadian.
Soon Bunyan, or at least a caricature of him, was popping up all over the state.
There was a lumbering company called the Red River Logging Company in Minnesota here, and they started using Paul Bunyan as a logo for their logging industry.
Those ads first appeared in 1914. Even Bunyan's famous animal companion has roots in real life.
His sidekick is Babe, and Babe was his pet from almost birth. When Paul found him in the snow, he had turned blue, so that was the winter of the blue snow.
But what propelled the stories to national and worldwide fame was the folklore handed down in books beginning over a century ago.
There started to be stories written, in fact, in the early 1900s, and one of the ones that I like the best is the author Stephen Kellogg, and that's where I kind of got started in grade school, is reading Stephen Kellogg's Paul Bunyan.
Folklore surrounding Paul Bunyan grew larger than the man himself. There were stories that it took 5 storks to carry baby Bunyan when he was born. His footprints and that of Babe carved lakes across the northern U.S. Soon, cities claimed to be his home, but this one may take the prize. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Bemidji, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McRae.